Sometimes just a clean bed, good meal, and a sense of security can help turn around the life of a young person in trouble. And sometimes it takes something more. Some inmates from the Ventura Youth Correctional Facility discovered this when they battled the recent California blazes. Reporter Gloria Hillard caught up with a firefighting crew that had just returned from the front lines and filed this report.
Let's move it out.
Move it out, watch your dime.
Move it out, watch your dime.
Move it out, watch your dime.
Watch your dime. It means put 10 feet between you and the firefighter ahead of you. In a single file, these young women, chainsaws resting on their shoulders, fire gear on their hips, head up a mountain. They're back in training. In the distance are the scorched hills of the fires that just days before they had helped battle. The memories of those fires forever seared in their minds.
I never forget it, and when you look to the sky, you can't see the sun. It's like nighttime during the day, and the sun's red, and it's just like all you see is flames.
Desiree Campbell is this fire crew's leader. She's just 21, but is sounding very much like a veteran firefighter.
Being a leader of my crew, I want to make sure that my crew's okay before I'm okay, and that's more what I focus on. I don't really focus on the fact that I could get hurt or I could die. I focus on I'm here to do a job, and I need to do my job right.
It's a job she has aimed for since the age of 14, when she was incarcerated for second-degree murder and burglary. It took 6 years of good behavior before she was invited to join Fire Crew 5. Offenders accepted into the program must be at least 17 and considered low risk. They spend 67 hours in the classroom, followed by stringent daily training by seasoned firefighters from the California Department of Forestry.
All right, this is the fireside. Fire's burning over here.
In this hillside firefighting exercise, Fire Captain Woody Buska is on one knee drawing a map in the dirt. He's captain to the girls who surround him, a circle of heavy boots, shovels, and picks. He says the wards under his command on the recent fires earned the respect of many.
It's pretty incredible and amazing to see what they would do faced with the situations that we were in. We had 100 to 50-foot flame lengths, but still they were putting a lot on the line where a typical person may just look at that and say, we're not going to go in there.
18-year-old Emmanuel Arandon of the Ventura Youth Correctional Facility helped fight the Cedar Fire near San Diego.
I came back, and as I was watching the news, you know, I seen how people were saying, oh, you know, thanks to the fire crews, you know, that made me feel good because, you know, I know I saved some houses too.
The young offenders earn a dollar an hour fighting fires, but it's a job that Rosie Moreno says has given her much more.
It feels good to be able to go out there and do something, and we've taken from the community, so it feels good to actually give it back and not to be looked upon as criminals, but as firefighters.
That's how Desiree Campbell's family sees her now.
And they tell everybody, you know, when all these fires happen, you know, that's my daughter, that's my granddaughter, you know, and they see pictures of me and my gear, and they're really proud of me. They're really proud to see that from all I've overcome so much and become so much more, you know.
Leader of Fire Crew 5, and maybe one day, her parole date is soon, a professional firefighter. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.